When I went there, I'd never done any biology. So I knew a lot of physics and maths and chemistry. And I sat through the first classes, and I remember leaning over to the person beside me and saying, "What's this thing called the cell?" I mean, I had absolutely no idea what the lecturer was talking about. And so the first year, I just forgot maths and I forgot physics and I picked up some biology. But then there was the opportunity to intercalate a year in the medical program. So you could do an additional year and finish up with a BSc degree. During that year, I met Hans Kostelitz, because Hans Kostelitz at that time was a reader in, or a senior lecturer in the Department of Physiology. And so the physiology practical classes were all-day classes. They would start at 8 in the morning and go till 5 or 6 at night. And that happened twice a week. So you got very intimate connections with the professors or the senior lecturers who were involved in doing the classes with you. So it was during that intercalated year that I first met Kostelitz. Then, of course, after that, I returned to the clinical work and finished the clinical programs, did the house jobs, and then immediately returned to join Kostelitz to do a PhD, as it was very much in my mind. He's a very, very energetic person. So in 1968, when he was due to retire, he must have been 65 years old then, that's when he was appointed as professor of pharmacology. Previously, he'd been in the Department of Physiology. So he actually took his first chair at the time when most people would be retiring. He put a huge amount of energy into the work. It was a very collegial kind of place to work. There were always big arguments going on. So in the coffee room or the tea room, major arguments. Hans Kostelitz just loved to argue with his colleagues, and nobody was afraid to argue with him. He wasn't an overbearing character, but he stimulated argument and discussion. So it was one of these places where the young people around were encouraged to argue and to discuss what was going on. And that's something that's carried with me throughout my career. I mean, that's the only environment in which you can really operate.